Coming up is North State Give and Take on every Tuesday and Thursday, Tuesday at 6 and Thursday at 5. My name is Bobby Tryon and I'm your host. Today on North State Give and Take, I'm going to interview Tiffany McCarter. And Tiffany, tell us who you are.
I am the new executive director of the African American Family and Cultural Center in Orrville, Southside Orrville.
Okay. And how long has that been there?
For 11 years.
And this is a new job for you?
It is a new job for me, for sure. But I mean, I've been here for a year. It was a year on the second. But the year flew by. Obviously, I had a lot to learn. This is the first time I've ever done anything like executive director-ish in my life.
Yes.
So I had a lot to learn.
Uh-huh.
But I think I kept up with the pace of learning.
Okay. Well, and you have a lot going on there. To be the executive director of.
Yes.
And so first of all, do you have a building, a place where people can come and that kind of thing?
Yes. Yes. We have, our building is located at 3300 Spencer Avenue, right in the heart of Southside.
Of Orrville.
Of Orrville. Yes. Southside Orrville for sure.
Okay. Okay. And it's, so has it always been in that building?
Yes.
Yes.
It's always been here. This building has like definitely transformed from different things. At one point it was the community action agency. And then it was also a fire department. You know, I believe also like churches actually rented this place out and, you know, things.
Yeah.
Several different entities. But now it's been the African American Family Cultural Center, AAFCC for short, which is probably what I'll continue to use throughout the rest
of that sounds good. Sounds good.
So, well, we call it the center. Been here for 11 years.
And you have a garden there?
We don't have a garden here, but we do have a garden in Southside, a community garden that is, by the way, flourishing with every possible vegetable that you could think of for the summer, which we're super excited about. Nutritional equity is super important to me. And so making sure that the community members in Southside have access to fresh fruits and vegetables is definitely a key point of investing in that garden. You know,
sure.
We have a really good gardener who's very knowledgeable, who loves to actually just be in the garden and do his thing. And so it was like a match made in heaven. And so this garden is flourishing. We're going to do like our first vegetable giveaway. We're having a huge event in Martin Luther King Park this Saturday. And so we're going to do our first vegetable outreach, like here, just take these fruits, you know, in years to come, we'll actually have like fruit trees and that will be, you know, fruitful and things like that. But right now we're rocking and rolling with it.
Cool. And then people come and help him.
Yes, he's definitely a talker. And so he finds people and he's definitely connected in like the gardening world. So he'll find people, they've given him donations and then people like that live around the garden. He has them coming in. We're also holding an actual garden 101 workshop on not this Saturday, but the Saturday after that. And so he's just going to teach because he has all of these pollinators and things like that that I would have no guess about until he was like actually sat down and started explaining, no, this is why I put this here, so this will happen, the bees will come, the birds will do this and this and this.
We're
excited about that community garden.
Well, that was a match made in heaven, wasn't it, when you get somebody that loves it like that.
He came in, it was like a volunteer thing at first, but he came in and completely like blew the whole thing up. So it's like, oh yeah, like I like excellence and I like just making things happen, and he did it for me. So I'm with that.
Neat. Neat. So I was looking kind of on the website about the different things that you had. It looks like you have a dance workshop, and each one, and I assume that's doing some dance classes or lessons or whatever.
No, Dance Diverse is our dance crew that we have here. And so we have one guy, but the rest girls, and they do hip hop dances. And we basically, anywhere that we go, like when we're going to table, when there's like live, like performances, like at our parades and our festivals that we have here, we get them in and we get them performing because they're amazing. Their instructors are amazing. They often get out and dance with them. They're super fun and we just love them. So
and anybody could become a part of that if they want.
Anybody who could become a part of that. It's okay. For everybody. Dance Diverse is what it's called. Don't mean matter if you're 50. If you want to come join our crew, you could pretty much come join our crew.
I love it. And then each one teach one.
Is our after school program.
Okay.
And so we have a after school program that we go and pick these kids up and make sure they come here and get their homework done, and then just have a safe place that where we can just love them. You know, okay. Our kids are all from low socioeconomic class. And when they come here, I want them just to feel just like every other kid. And so they're super important to me. They definitely have changed my life. And then they give you a dose of reality of what reality really is for a lot of these kids that are around us. And so for me, it's really important that we get them here. I spoil them and they know it, because I buy them everything. They can come in here, they can get candy, and there's no, I just want to be that person that does that for them. Because somebody, yeah. I want them to know, if not anybody else is out there doing nothing, we will make sure that we're doing something for them. During Christmas, none of the kids had ever made a gingerbread house. And so I went and bought them gingerbread houses. We put them together like beforehand, because they're really hard to put together. And then the next day we just bought them all the name brand candy, allowed them just to go crazy and build gingerbread houses, just because I want to build memories with these kids. None of them had ever done it. They were really excited to do it. And it was just fun.
And then can anybody, as long as they find you and they sign up, and any kid.
Yeah, for sure. Anybody.
Neat. Yep. Yep. And then you go and you get them from school.
We go and get them from school. Yeah.
And then the last one, I see another one. I see some things for adults too. The Personal Peace Institute. I assume that's some meditation and some.
Yeah, it's our anger management program. So,
okay.
And we do everything online because it just makes easier access. And it's amazing because, you know, Ricky Hodges has been a member of our community for a really long time. And he does he facilitates the anger management programs for both youth and adults.
Uh-huh.
And all of our programs are free. We don't charge for anything ever.
Mm-hmm. And so that meets once a week or whatever. They all know when they're going to meet, and then they get on a Zoom.
Every Wednesday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the one that I'm really interested in is the KOYO Media Project.
So the KOYO Media Project obviously was on hiatus for a while because of COVID.
Sure.
But we are getting ready to reintroduce it with the kids when they come back from school, because they love it. And so, you know, they're able to they run our soul sessions projects. They do set up, they learn how to use video equipment and the microphones and radio station. They record PSAs. They, pretty much do what any of the adults around here do. Pick up things way faster than us. They're already knowledgeable. And all you got to do is tell them a couple times and they're on it. So.
They're on it. Yep. Yep. They have another sense that we sometimes miss, you know, and it interests me because, you know, KZFR, we love to have kids on the radio, and we'll probably have a conversation about that, because here we are. I mean, they could be on the air, you know?
Yeah. We do a Kids Talk Live program too. So yeah, for sure. Like these kids would love the opportunity to go on a little tour.
Yeah, that'd be so great. And are they on the air now on a station? No.
They'll come back to school and we'll start back the Kids Talk Live back up.
Okay.
So
And then when they are there, is it actually on the air?
Yeah.
And how do you get to it? What is it on the radio dial?
Our radio station is 107.1.
Okay. Oh, wow. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's a low grade station. So, but sure. we stream on the internet. So you just have to go to KOYOFM.FM.
Okay. Okay. Oh gosh, I do want to talk to you more about that because that is neat. And I, like I said, we'd like to have kids on the radio. It's kind of, you know, where things need to go.
Yeah,
it's with the youth. And, you know, we know that here at KCFR, you know, we've got a lot of people, they've been doing it a long time, but it'd be nice to have some kids in there.
Yeah, for sure.
So how many people work there with you?
I have 8 employees right now.
Okay. That's pretty good size. Yeah. And then people volunteer as well.
Yes. Like, especially during our events, we've really started like boosting our events and what we want to actually, like the information we want to go out to the community on who we are.
Yeah.
So it's like for a long time, because we are a prevention and early intervention mental health facility. And so that was just like our lead on everything. But when I came in, it was like, because I'm from Southside, I was like, no, we have to get out here. We got to start making a difference in these streets. We got to do more like than we are doing right now. And at whatever capacity that we could actually do it.
Yeah.
You know, our grassroots family members are out here suffering from homelessness and addiction, yes, things like that. And it's like, no, we have to find a way to reach these people. We got to start just in, like, I don't know, just inviting in. Come on, come in here.
Right.
You know what we can do. Like, it doesn't have to look like one thing or the other. I want it to, just got to start building these relationships and these trusts and figuring out whatever it will take to help people.
And do you feel like that's happening?
I definitely feel like that's starting to happen. We're definitely getting traction. You know, we're starting a huge community transformation project in Southside called the Phoenix Rising Project, where we've like put together some initiatives of what it's going to take to actually transform the whole community. And we, you know, we did our first, like, just a trial run on the 23rd of July, and we didn't even make it anywhere near like all of our destinations in Southside, but we had such a good reaction. Like, so now it's like we're actually able to collaborate because we want to know like where people are at, what they're doing, what they need. How can we support you? Like, do you feel like do you have access to fresh fruits and vegetables? Do you like have a healthcare provider? Do you go and get like your like yearly, you know, physicals, sure, and blood screens and stuff like that? How can we help you to get to those things? Do you need like assistance? You need assistance with education. We're like starting to collaborate with Back Butte. Like, it's Back to Butte. Basically, it's a come and get your high school diploma.
Oh, yeah.
And so, okay. We know a lot of our members didn't ever finish high school, and it doesn't matter. As long as it's like from 16 to whatever, you can go back and get your high school diploma. Mm-hmm. We're really going to start encouraging people to do that. To just take that first step, mm-hmm, you know, just breaking those generational things that said, oh, no, you'll never, you know, nobody, yeah, ever, you know, and like acting like those things don't matter. And really, when people start to achieve those things in the community, we want to know about it because we want to celebrate them. We want them to know, mm-hmm, that it's a big deal. And then we want to reinvest in their future, just saying, hey, how can we like assist you to keep on going? You know?
Yeah.
A big part of the center is that we do like a crowning ceremony for people when they are graduating from high school or college, or, you know, going back to college, going back to high school. I don't care what age they are. We want to make sure that we're like hitting these people. And so, and they know that you did the right thing, and you, mm-hmm, can continue on. And then you like, if you need stuff, need assistance, we're right here with you. And so, mm-hmm, it's just kind of wanting to change the whole atmosphere in Southside, because we've always had this stigma over our heads, right? That it was just, it's Southside, you're living Southside. Well, I want to change that. There's no reason why we should have to keep continuing to like to be that, to live that. We can actually change that whole narrative.
Yeah.
And I believe that people actually want to be involved in something that's bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
They just don't know how or where to start. And so we're just going to start with the Phoenix Rising Project to, mm-hmm, rebuild a community of people that have already been counted out. hold each other accountable. We're going to do a huge like community cleanup where we clean up all the yards. And then like, you know, I'm looking for funding right now to actually like just invest in people's fences and things like that, to where it's like, and we know a whole bunch of people that can do a whole bunch of things in this community. There's so much potential and people there, they just know how to do so much. And it's like, we get to band together, take all of our resources and just begin to actually do some physical changes to the South Side, but we do it together with the physical and the togetherness. It creates hope. And then it creates a whole new atmosphere in a place that has always been counted out. And it's like,
yeah,
I'm just over being counted out. And I think other people are too. And it's like, but in order to do anything, we're going to have to like do it together. And so it's just banding people together and really just beginning to recreate a community through love and hope and all of those good words that make you want to actually transform.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're just getting this thing lifted off the ground, but we're hoping that it'll like, it'll take more traction and want to get involved and help actually helping themselves, but helping their neighbors while helping themselves also.
I'm interviewing Tiffany McCarter from the African American Family Culture Center in South Oroville. Stay tuned and we'll be back with the second half. Back to my pre-recorded interview with Tiffany McCarter from the African American Family Culture Center in Oroville. So with the Phoenix Rising, do you go out and find people?
To what?
To talk to them about it, to say, come in. I mean, how do you get them, you know, involved?
Well, what I did was I broke down the South Side into 7 zones.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a Southside Coalition meeting where the city and stuff was there. And I actually gave the presentation out there. And so from that point, we established zone leadership over each zone. And then that zone leadership will then go out and find block leaders. And so when you start to break down and get your leadership in place, you have a good foundation, and then you start to spread it. You spread your leadership amongst other people, then everybody's got a job to do. And those people just deal with their essential neighbors that are right around them. Mm-hmm. And everybody gets to talking, and then we get, so, you know, after the cleanup, we want to actually do a celebrating our, like, we want to celebrate the wins of cleaning up our community. So we want mm-hmm. to bring everybody to the park and we want to celebrate together, or we may have a block party to where everything's just free. Everybody come celebrate, get to know like neighbors that are in other zones. And we just really start to build a camaraderie and a completely different atmosphere mm-hmm. on the South Side.
And are people noticing that it's changing? I mean, because this is a big change probably from what's been going on.
Yes, yes. And like people are ready and willing and wanting things to be different. Like I said, there's something in like being a part of something that's bigger than yourself that'll get you motivated to, there is people out here that still care. You know, there mm-hmm, is people mm-hmm. out here who want to make a difference. Neat. And it can start, and I can be a part of that. So it's like, of course, we have all of these numbers. It's like, you can't stop that.
No. Well, no, it looks like you're a pretty big force in that.
We're trying to be. Yes.
Yes. Sure. And then some of these people are volunteers that are these leaders. You've got some people that they're volunteers.
Yeah, we're all volunteers. The program like is just, it's filtered through the center, but it's volunteer based. We want people to come and be a part of this because it's the right thing to do, and that, you know, not everything has to be monetary, and the good things usually aren't, you know, the really good things that actually matter in life, they're not monetary.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're done through love and like.
Yeah, really. And passion, dedication.
And heart motive. Yes.
Exactly. Sure. And how do you get money?
Well, so I've been doing a lot of talking. So, and then, you know, people want to band together. And so, but we also have like this community of different people here that it's like, I just do a lot of talking and people like want to be invested in it. And so, like I said, I'm like right now I'm in the process of looking for a community transformation grant.
Okay.
And I will have actually gotten pretty good at writing those things. And I'm going to just
see what you can do.
Yeah. I'm a real like Christian faithful person. I believe this is mandated by the Lord. And so I feel like it will all come together
because gotcha.
He's good like that. And he does that. He's taking such good care of us through like this last year. He just shows up and the money shows up. People show up and like, hey, here. And so I'm just going to keep trusting that that's going to happen.
Okay.
But until then, we got to get some traction with these things. We got to get people bought in and the things that we can control. Like when people need food, my best friend runs a food bank. And so it's like, all we got to do is call and she and we actually have a little bit of a food bank out here. So we have boxes, food boxes always right here if somebody comes and they're hungry. And then we like do things like we have stuff just in our refrigerator that we can heat up in the microwave if somebody comes hungry. We have bottles of water so nobody's out here thirsty. It's just doing the little things until the big things come.
Right. Doing those things that show people care and they do take care of people.
And that's what we want people to think, oh, like I'm being taken care of.
Yeah.
So I have the ability now to take care of somebody else. It's something that has to be taught because it's so unnatural nowadays to actually just to be.
Yeah.
But it's something instinctual, I think, in pretty much every human being that they actually like yearn for community. They like yearn to actually be a part of something. And it's like, we want to be able to walk up and down the streets, not, you know, worry. Sure. Like, and then at nighttime, we don't have to be worried about people breaking in and doing those things. So it's like, it's just to know everybody's in it.
Yeah.
Which everybody's obviously not going to be in it. Cause there's obviously there's situations that they're doing things and they're, you know, it's different for them, but for the most part, people are going to be bought in and we can we're going to have to build it. It's like, it's all brand new. And so it's not something that's like set in stone right now. It's something that can be really fluid and whatever the needs are. Okay. If you can help them with that, help them. If you can't, and you know, somebody else can call them. It's like, we started a phone, you know, just a phone directory of all of us. Like everybody's got a little action at something here, you know?
Yeah.
We got like Kevin Thompson up the hill who has these amazing, the Haven Hope on Wheels that are showers and laundry mats on wheels. It's like, it gets no better than that. Like we can set up, we could actually just say, hey, Kev, is there a time we can set this up and get like our homeless community members, because we have lots of them, get their clothes washed and get a shower. You know, it's like literally that simple. We have something from every single direction. Mm-hmm.
It really is grassroots.
Yeah.
So now, do you have a regular grant funding source?
Yes.
So that you're kind
of behavioral health is our regular grant funding source. And then we have the California Health Collaborative.
Oh, good. Okay. Very good.
Yeah. Butte County is our main funder though. And so all of our programs, like our dance programs and our after school programs and our, like our Juneteenth and like they cover all of those pretty much.
Okay, good. And then people can donate, I assume. Yes. Yeah. And you've got a good website. So that would be somewhere where felt like you wanted to donate, that would be the place to go for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if anybody's interested in becoming a part of it, just show up. That sounds like the best thing.
Come on over. Like you got questions that people have questions that they would like just like answered more in depth. They want to just come over and see what's going on. If they want to, you know, join in on like the Phoenix Rising Project, it doesn't necessarily have to be every people that are just in Southside, especially when it comes to like just getting to know everybody. You know, the first initiative is called the Sesame Street Initiative because it's like, who are the people in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
All we need to find out what do they need, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So give me the address again, Tiffany.
It's 3300 Spencer Avenue.
Okay. And if somebody wanted to call there.
Yeah. 530-532-1205.
And the website
is AAFCC.
AAFCC. I got to remember the family part of it, which AAFCC. Got it.
-Oroville.
Okay.
.org. Sorry, not com.
Do you think there's anything else you'd like to throw in there that we haven't spoken about? Okay, thank you, Tiffany, for talking to me about the African American Family Cultural Center in Orrville. Great. Glad to have you. This has been a pre-recorded interview with Tiffany McCarter from the African American Family Culture Center in Southside Orrville. You're listening to North State Give and Take. My name is Bobby Tryon. If you'd like to be on North State Give and Take, please text me or call me at 530-520-1593. And if you'd like to hear any of my interviews that I've done, you can go to kzfr.org, go to programs, go to the day Tuesday, and then go down to North State Give and Take. And they're all listed there, and you can listen to them, and you can listen to this one again. Also, this will be aired on Thursday at 5 p.m. All right, stay tuned for Ginger, and keep your dial at 90.1 FM, KZFR Community Radio.